Hello, this is Ashish. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, March 6th, and coming up in today's episode. Waiting for a return of stolen part of Kashmir, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar in his address at Chatham House amid Khalistan security breach. Tamil Nadu CM M.K. Stalin takes another jibe at NEP. We refuse to swallow NEP poison. Indian student shot dead at residence in Wisconsin, USA. Kolkata triple murder suicide case, mystery solved after chilling admission. The Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar on his visit to London took on several meetings, such as his meeting with the United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer regarding bilateral trade and another with Home Secretary Yvette Cooper on flow of talent, joint efforts on tackling trafficking and extremism. Dr. Jaishankar delivered remarks at Clapham House in London during the address. A Pakistani journalist asked him a question on Kashmir and the impact of Trump-Modi's camaraderie. The journalist, before asking the question, said, quote, "Let me make you a little nervous," unquote. To this, External Affairs Minister Jaishankar firmly replied, quote, "Look, in Kashmir, actually, we have done, I think, a good job solving most of it. I think removing Article 370 was step number one. Then restoring growth and economic activity and social justice in Kashmir was step number two. Holding elections, which were done with a very high turnout, was step number three. And then at the end, he cheekily added, and I quote him, "I think the part we are waiting for is the return of the stolen part of Kashmir, which is on the illegal Pakistani occupation. When that's done, I assure you Kashmir is solved," unquote. This address came amid the security breach that occurred outside the Clapham House, where a demonstration was staged by alleged Khalistani protesters. The protesters, carrying flags and loudspeakers, chanted slogans as the minister engaged in talks inside the venue. The Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement, and I quote, "We have seen the footage of a breach of security during the visit of External Affairs Minister to the UK. We condemn the provocative activities of the small group of separatists and extremists. We deplore the misuse of democratic freedom by such elements. We expect the host government in such cases to fully live up to their diplomatic obligation," unquote. The centre claimed in similar remarks and strongly condemned the security breach, denouncing the actions of a, quote, "small group of separatists and extremists." Despite the protests, Mr. Jaishankar continued his diplomatic engagements, meeting UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Foreign Secretary David Lammy, and other senior leaders. In a meeting with the UK Home Secretary Yvette Cooper on Tuesday, Mr. Jaishankar discussed key issues including the joint efforts to counter trafficking and extremism and the flow of talent. During his meeting with the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer at 10 Downing Street, Mr. Jaishankar conveyed his key discussion talking points. And to quote him, "discuss talking forward our bilateral economic cooperation and enhancing people-to-people exchanges." PM Starmer also shared the UK's perspective on the Ukraine conflict, unquote. In a recent escalation, the Tamil Nadu chief minister intensified his attack on the new education policy over the three-language policy and the alleged Hindi imposition. Stalin said that demanding linguistic equality is not chauvinism. In his recent expose, he recalled the famous quote often attributed to the entertainment mogul Franklin Leonard, to quote, "When you are accustomed to privilege, equality feels like oppression," unquote. The DMK boss said he was reminded of the quote. And to quote him, "When some entitled bigots brand us chauvinists and anti-nationals for the crime of demanding Tamil's rightful place in Tamil Nadu," unquote. He fired back at the BJP-led centre, calling out the ideological parent, the NSS. He fired back at the BJP-led centre, calling out its ideological parent, the NSS. He said that people that, quote, "glorify God Says ideology have the audacity to question the patriotism of DMK and its government that contributed the highest amount of funds during the Chinese aggression, Bangladesh Liberation War, and the Kargil War, while their ideological forefather is the one who assassinated the Bapu. Demanding linguistic equality is not chauvinism. Do you want to know what chauvinism looks like? Chauvinism is naming the three criminal laws that govern 140 crore citizens in a language that Tamils cannot even pronounce or comprehend by reading. Chauvinism is treating the state that contributes the most to the nation as a second-class citizen and denying its fair share for refusing to swallow the poison called NEP, unquote. Saying that any imposition breeds enmity. And he later added, quote, enmity threatens unity. Hence, the true chauvinists and anti-nationals are the Hindu zealots who believe that entitlement is natural but our resistance is treason, unquote. The National Education Policy advocates a three-language policy, but stresses that, quote, no language will be imposed on any state, unquote. The DMK government in Tamil Nadu has come out strongly against the three-language policy and alleged Hindi imposition. The BJP in Tamil Nadu argues that a three-language policy is the, quote, need of the hour, particularly to help people that travel to other parts of the country. They are pushing it as a capacity-building mechanism. The DMK argues that children can learn as many languages as possible, but it should not be imposed. They also point out that since history, Tamils have scaled great heights after studying in an education system with a two-language formula. State BJP Chief K. Annamalai slammed back at the Chief Minister, calling him a hypocrite for attacking PM Narendra Modi over the center's fund allocation for Sanskrit, Hindi and Tamil. And to quote him, only a hypocrite would ask about the increased allocation of funds to Sanskrit over Tamil, knowing the rationality behind it very well. We are calling you a hypocrite because this is the allocation for the development of Sanskrit and Tamil between 2006 to 14, implying to 675.36 crores on Sanskrit and rupees 75 crores on Tamil. What were you doing back then? What were you doing while the former Home Minister Thirupi Chidambaram submitted over 170 recommendations to popularize Hindi nationwide? Unquote. The BJP chief has also launched a signature campaign to support the three-language policy today. Praveen Kumar Gampa, the 27-year-old student from Telangana, was shot dead in a suspected robbery attempt in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Family was alarmed when a stranger answered Praveen Gampa's call. The family could only find out later on regarding what happened after they had been contacted by Praveen's friends and the US authorities. The attacker still remains unidentified, and Gampa's residence was laden with bullet holes as the attackers open-fired. Gampa's father Raghavulu said he received a WhatsApp call from his son on Wednesday morning, but missed it. When Raghavulu called back, a stranger answered, claiming to have found his son's phone. The family suspected something was wrong. Their worst fears came true soon after. Some friends said Gampa's body was found with bullets, his cousin Arun told the news agency PTI. Some said he was shot dead at a store. The family is yet to find out exactly what happened. Some politicians from India chimed in on the case and gave statements. Speaking to ANI, Hyderabad BRS leader K. Kavita said, and I quote, on the Indian student's death in US, quote, well, it's very unfortunate. I heard about the news and I truly demand that the Telangana government and I request the central government to quickly process and get the body home. Because parents here must be suffering. My prayers are with the family. My prayers are with the students who are there. They must be frightened and afraid. Please stay brave. Indian embassy, Indian government, I'm sure will come to your rescue. Unquote. The Consulate General of India in Chicago expressed condolences over Mr. Gampa's death and put out a statement on their X account. To quote, we are saddened by the untimely death of Praveen Kumar Gampa, a postgraduate student of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. The consulate is in contact with Praveen's family and the university, helping them with all possible support. our heartfelt condolences and prayers with the family and friends of the departed. Unquote. Gampa moved to the States in 2023 to further his education and pursue a master's degree in data science at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He was working at the local store as a part-time employee when the incident took place. The death of the international comes soon after the recent case in December, when a 22-year-old Sai Teja, a student from Telangana as well, was also shot dead by armed men at a gas station in Chicago. The Kolkata police may have untangled the mysteries that surrounded the chilling case of triple murders and alleged attempted suicides that sent shock and awe across the city last month. The story from February 19th, where three family members were found dead in their home in Tangra on outskirts of Kolkata. The case garnered the police's attention when the two brothers and his son crashed their car into a pillar, allegedly to kill themselves by suicide. Later, when they were questioned by the police, they disclosed the bodies in their home. In a new development, one of the brothers, Prasoon Day, has now confessed that he killed all three. Wife Romy Day, their 14-year-old daughter, and his sister-in-law, Sudeshna Day. It was revealed during his questioning that a rupees 16 crore debt could have led to these murders. The two brothers, Pranay and Prasoon Day, lived in Tangra House with their wives. Prasoon Day's daughter and Pranay Day's son were also inhabitants of the house and lived together. In his chilling testimony to the police, Mr. Day, a businessman, revealed that he had first made a pact with his wife, brother, and brother's wife to die by suicide over the crippling debt. The murders were a fallout of the failed suicide plan. On February 17th, 2 days before the murder, the family of six had a paish, or rice pudding, mixed with sleeping pills. However, all of them woke up alive the next day. It was then that the brothers and their wives moved on to their plan B. They decided to help each other end their lives, he told police. According to the police, their children apparently did not know anything about the murky plan. Prasoon Day claimed that he first smothered his daughter using a pillow, while his wife aided him in the act of holding her feet down. Then his wife, Romy, slit her wrists. However, when that didn't work, he slit her wrists and throat, the police said, adding he then killed his sister-in-law the same way. Later that night, Prasoon Day left the house in a car with his brother and nephew. After 3 a.m., their car hit a pillar. The brother later alleged that they took that step to die by suicide. The police also went to record Pranay Day's statement and took him into custody. He's currently being treated for his injuries in the hospital. Prasoon and Pranay Day had been undergoing treatment at the state-run Neel Ratan Sirkar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata, under police watch after sustaining injuries in the apparent suicide attempt. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Ashish, signing off.